Self-esteem. Your self-esteem. What do you think of yourself? And are those thoughts driving you forward or are they holding you back? It's been suggested by the experts that your self-esteem is your internal driver. It's your engine. It's the thing that drives you forward. In a car, if you have a beautiful car but no engine, it's not going anywhere. And even a really ugly car with a great engine is going to go fast and far. So your internal driver, your self-esteem, is it working for you? The opposite or the outside of the car is your self-confidence. So if you've got a nice shiny car and people are complimenting your beautiful car because of the colour or the nice wheels or how pretty it is, then you feel good about your car. So if people are complimenting you, they're praising you, they're telling you that you're good at what you do, you're achieving your goals, you're getting onto the sporting teams that you want to get onto, you're being promoted, you're getting the positions at your job that you want, then you have great self-confidence. But self-esteem simply means that regardless of what's going on the outside, you still like who you are on the inside. So if you don't achieve your goals, you still know that you put in 100%, so you love who you are and you don't feel bad about yourself. People can criticize you, be nasty to you, pull you down, tell you that you're terrible at what you do and that you can't do anything, but you don't believe them because your self-esteem, your internal driver, is on fire and nothing can stop you. So how strong is your self-esteem? And how do you get a self-esteem that means you like who you are, you respect yourself, you do all the things that you want to do regardless of what other people think of you, and you actually don't care what other people think of you? How do you get into that position? So if you ask yourself the question, do I like myself, do I respect myself, ask yourself why and or why not. Then there's a great question to ask on a day that you feel really good about yourself. So you get to the end of the day and you say, wow, I've had a really great day. I'm really happy with myself. I feel good about myself. What happened on that day? It's a really great place to start when you're looking for a self-esteem. The next question to ask is at the end of a bad day, you've had a crappy day, an unhappy day, you've said that's the worst day of my life, or I'm really glad that day is over. What happened that day? What are the things or the feelings that you had that made you feel like it was a really bad day? So once you ask those questions, if you've had a really bad day, you might have a look at some of these things. Were you lazy? Were you undisciplined? Did you break promises to yourself or to other people? Did you put in less effort than you know than you could put in? Did you eat low performance food? You didn't exercise. You had negative thoughts. You were rude. You were disrespectful, whether that was to yourself or to other people. You could have been or you are in a job that you hate. You don't like your job. You don't like your boss. You've got people in your life that treat you disrespectfully, or you are in a relationship with the person is treating you badly. So at the end of the day, you say, well, that's why I've had a bad day, because all of those things have happened in my day, versus I've had an awesome day. And could it be that you've had an awesome day because you were disciplined that day, you kept all the promises that you made to yourself and to other people, you put in 100% best effort into everything that you attempted that day, you ate high-performance food, you had an exercise session and you loved it, you were kind, you were generous, you were well-mannered, you treated people delightfully, you gave 100% to yourself and to other people, you have a career or a business that you love that you're really passionate about, and the only people that you allowed into your life that day that had any effect on you at all are the people that are respectful of you. And the people that treated you badly, or if there were people that treated you badly, you didn't care because you liked who you were that day. At the end of that day, is it possible that you've had a fantastic day because of all of those things? So what if you could then repeat the great day and never have the bad day again? So you identified what made it a bad day and you didn't do any of those things ever again, and you identified what made it a great day and you kept doing all of those things. Would that have an effect on your self-esteem, the way you feel about yourself? And I'll just ask again, if you were disciplined and you kept all of your promises and you put in 100% best effort every day, you ate high-performance food, you exercised, you were kind and generous, you gave of yourself and to other people, you have a career and a business that you love, and you only have people in your life who are respectful of you, or you have nobody in your life and you don't need anybody because you like who you are, could that mean that you feel really good about yourself? And what would you need to do to have that feeling every single day? Now, the topic of self-esteem is obviously researched extensively because it's considered that it is your internal driver, and it's also considered that if you have a high self-esteem, you'll be successful because you'll do all the things that you want to do, you won't do the things that other people expect you to do, and you like who you are. So here's the five things that it's been suggested you need to have if you're going to be a person of high self-esteem, if you're going to really like who you are. So number one is that you have the vision to decide who you're going to be and you actually be that person. You can see yourself being that person, which on the simple terminology is you're a goal setter. You set a goal for the person that you're going to be. So you have the vision that you can be that person. Number two is then you have the respect for yourself to be that person. So you're healthy, you're fit, you're strong, both your brain and your body. You only do the things to yourself, to other people, of course, that are respectful. Number three is integrity, so that you do what you say you're going to do. So if you say I'm going to be healthy, fit and strong, you do it. If you say that you're going to be educated, you're going to have a career that you love, you're going to be in great relationships, you actually do it. If you set a goal and you don't do it, then you have a lack of integrity, so you feel bad about yourself. So number one is vision, number two is respect, number three is integrity. Number four is the discipline to do it even if you don't feel like it. So you can see what you're going to do, which is the vision. You're respectful of yourself so that you know what you need to do and you set the goals to do that. Your integrity is that you want to do it and you say you're going to do it and you do actually do it. But the discipline is you do it even if you don't feel like it. And then, of course, number five is commitment. You never give up. So life is about a purpose, waking up every day to be the person that you have promised yourself you're going to be, and you'll never give up on that. So number one is vision. Number two is respect. Number three is integrity. Number four is discipline. And number five is commitment. Now, they're big words and we hear them all the time, and they're probably a little bit airy-fairy. So what's the strategy, or what's the plan, or what do you actually have to do to get all of those things? And it's been suggested that there's three great questions to ask yourself, of course, and then you commit to not just asking the questions but actually doing the answers to the questions. So the three questions are, what do I need to stop doing? What do I need to start doing? And what do I need to keep doing? And nobody else can tell you that. You have to decide that for yourself. What do I need to stop doing so that I will have vision, respect, discipline and commitment, and I'll never give up? What do I have to start doing, and what do I have to keep doing to get all of those things? And that's called setting a plan, which of course means being respectful and having integrity and having discipline and never giving up. So ask the questions and then do. Number one, which is vision, who are you? And the suggested step is that you just decide who you're going to be. What do you want your reputation to be? What do you want people to say about you? Now, if they don't say it, it doesn't matter, because you'll be saying it about yourself. So the suggestion is that you pick 3, 5, 10, 15 words, doesn't matter how many, but just words to describe you as a person, and then be that person. So that's the vision. Who am I? Who am I going to be? And then become that person. Very easy then to make decisions, very easy to be disciplined, very easy to get up and have a purpose for living, because your purpose is, I'm going to be that person. I'm going to wake up today and be that person. Once you've got those words, you then have to ask yourself, am I that person at the end of the day? Did I do the things that a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional person would do? And they just happen to be my five words. And every day, and regardless of what's going on, not I'm going to be tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional when things are going great and when people are being nice to me and when things are going awesome, but I've made a commitment that I'm going to do that every day regardless. So that's your vision. The respect for yourself is that you are mentally and physically strong, and what again do you have to start doing, stop doing and keep doing to be mentally and physically strong? So what exercise plan do you have to start, or what bad habits do you have to stop, or what do you have to keep doing to make sure that you love who you are? And those of us that love exercise and understand the power of eating high performance fuel to put into a body and then making it perform at a top level. The way you feel about yourself after you've had a great exercise session is something that's quite indescribable. People say nothing tastes as good as being healthy and fit feels. So ideally, you've got to get healthy and fit so you know how good that feels. And when you know how good that is, then obviously you keep doing it, which goes back to commitment and never giving up. So that's mentally and physically tough. And the mental toughness comes, of course, from going and doing, even if you don't feel like it. So that's where respect and discipline are linked together. So I'm going to do my exercise program and I'm going to keep going until I've completed it. I'm not going to stop, which then means you've got discipline and then respect for yourself. So are you healthy, fit and strong mentally and physically? What do you need to start doing, stop doing and keep doing to stay that way? From an integrity point of view, do you do what you say you're going to do? And it's again just a commitment. If you say you're going to do it, do it. If you tell yourself, I'm going to get up in the morning and go for a run, you put your shoes by your bed, you get up in the morning and you go. If you tell yourself you're going to eat healthy food, you prepare your meal and you eat the healthy food. If you tell yourself that you're going to quit your lousy, stinking, rotten job and get a career that you love, you actually go and quit your lousy, stinking, rotten job and you get the career that you love. And just as a side note, if you're doing a job that you don't like and you're working with people that don't respect you, what do you think that's doing for your self-esteem? If you're putting up with a relationship where somebody's treating you with less than respect or less than you deserve, what are you telling yourself on a day-to-day basis? What habit are you getting into that becomes acceptable for your self-esteem? And obviously your self-esteem is your internal driver, so you have to protect it because it's the thing that takes you forward. So from an integrity point of view, do you trust yourself? Can you be trusted? If you say you're going to do it, the simple step there is just do it. So again, maybe ask yourself the questions, what do I need to stop saying and start saying? What do I need to stop doing and start doing to be the person that I can trust and respect? Because when you like who you are and you are the person that you want to be best friends with, then regardless of who's in your life or not, it doesn't matter. The people that are in your life that add value, that's like icing on the cake. And if there is no people, it doesn't matter because you like who you are. So will you do what you need to do to be trustworthy, or will you find an excuse? Next one is discipline. So the question is, what habits are holding you back and what new habits will you have to put into place to make sure that you can trust and respect yourself? Discipline simply means, again, you know what to do and you know when to do it, but you do it when you don't, even if you don't feel like it. You've got to get into the habit of doing it even if you don't feel like it. So if you're in the habit of stopping if it hurts, or stopping if you're tired, or stopping because it's raining, or not starting because it's too hot, or not starting because you're tired, you get into the habit of not doing it if you don't feel like it. The reverse is you'll get discipline if you decide, regardless of the weather, how I feel, whether I'm tired, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it today. I'm going to do it now. And then you get into the habit of being disciplined. So always ask yourself, what habits are holding me back, and identify them. And if procrastination and being lazy and stopping if you don't feel like it is holding you back, then you just do the opposite, which is if you don't feel like it, you keep going, which then puts you into the habit of being disciplined. And that's all it is. It's just a habit. Same with commitment, which is number 5. You just never give up. If you want to have a strong self-esteem, if you want to believe in yourself, then you have to make the commitment, I will not give up. I will share this great advice about marathon running. The only way to complete a marathon is when the gun goes off, you start running. And when you cross the finish line, you stop. And then you'll complete a marathon. If you give up anywhere in between, you obviously won't complete the marathon. So life is the same. Your self-esteem is the same. Just have the commitment that if you have said you'll do it, that you won't give up. And if you really want to have a strong self-esteem, every time you give up, you're eroding your self-esteem. Every time you keep going when you think you want to stop, you're now building up your self-esteem. Because if you think you can't do it and you do it, then you feel strong and powerful and you feel better about yourself. So an interesting question to ask is, why do you or have you given up in the past, and why do you believe or listen to other people? Is it because you care what they think? And obviously self-esteem is about not caring what other people think. So that goes back to who are you and be that person. And then nobody can stop you because you have decided to be that person, whether it's your family or your friends or your boss or your school teacher or the people in your life who tell you that you can or you can't. You don't believe them because you believe in yourself and you have decided that this is what I'm going to do. So commitment is never giving up. And if you really want to have a strong self-esteem, you have to keep going even if you don't feel like it. So what do you have to be aware of? There's some weapons of mass destruction when it comes to your self-esteem. If you want to wear away your self-esteem, number 1 is you would be lazy or undisciplined, or you would procrastinate. That will get you into the habit of being that kind of person and you'll feel really bad about yourself. If you make excuses or you justify why you are not doing something, you'll get into the habit of that, which is a weapon of mass destruction when it comes to your self-esteem, because you start justifying why you're in a job that you don't like, or you start justifying why you're in a poor relationship, and you make excuses to yourself, and it's almost like you've given up. So go back to number five, which is commitment. Commit to being disciplined and not being a procrastinator and not making excuses. A weapon of mass destruction is listening to and caring what other people think. If you really want to be successful, you have to decide who you are and be that person. If you're blaming or you're not taking responsibility for what's happened in your life, as soon as you blame somebody else, you've lost. As soon as you say, that's not my fault, or that's not my problem, or that's not my challenge, I'm not taking responsibility for that, you then start getting to the habit of not taking responsibility for every area of your life. And every time you stop or you give up is a massive weapon that shoots down your self-esteem. So be careful of those weapons of mass destruction and be really excited about the super success tools. Number one is discipline. Number two is take full responsibility. Number three is do it today, which is just the anti-procrastination success tool of the universe. When you do more than is expected or more than you expected you could do, you've now got a super success tool to improving your self-esteem. And every time you think about giving up and you don't, you've now provided another tool in your toolbox to make sure that you've got a strong driving self-esteem. So to wrap all of that up, every time you give up, your self-esteem is slowly destroyed. Every time you keep going when you think you want to stop, your self-esteem is driven and gets stronger, and your skin gets thicker and your head gets stronger and your mental and physical toughness get better. So that's why I love exercise as an analogy. If you think you can only do 12 and you do 13, you've gotten stronger. If you think you can do 12 but you stop at 10 because you can't be bothered, you're going to get weaker. If you go for a sprint and you think you can't go anymore but you do an extra second, you're going to feel better about yourself. If you go for a sprint but you stop before you're completely puffed, you're going to feel worse about yourself. So if you want to get into the habit of being the person that has strong self-esteem every single day, do more of your, or expect more of yourself than other people expect of you, and just do more every single time, even if it's only 1 second or one more exercise or one more piece of fruit or one more happy smile or read one more paragraph of a book or send one more happy email. But all the things that you do extra mile are the ones that drive your self-esteem forward. So the question is this: are you the person that you like, that you would trust, that you would respect, that you would believe in, that you want to be friends with? And if you are that person because you made a commitment to becoming that person, you've got a vision to see that you can be that person, you have the respect for yourself to be that person, you've got the discipline to keep going even if you feel like giving up, and you would never give up because you're committed to being that person. So you like who you are, you trust yourself, you respect yourself, you believe in yourself, and you want to be friends with yourself, then you really like who you are, then you have a high self-esteem. And then every day is a pretty great day.